This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to Rav Chista, an extremely well-quoted Chacham who was mentioned many, many times in Shas. We spoke just recently about his son-in-law, Rami Bar Chama, and actually yesterday we just spoke about Abaye, who was the Chavrusa of another son-in-law, as we shall see in a second. Because both of these people, Rami Bar Chama and Rava, great Talmidei Chachamim, married a daughter of Rav Chista. So who was Rav Chista? He was a Babylonian Amora who lived almost a century, from roughly the years 217 to 309, and he was the father of the great Rabba. Rabba was one of at least seven sons and two daughters. Rav Chista used to remark on his family life, saying that he attributes so much of his achievements in life, and especially in learning, to his wife, because he was married to her when he was only 16 years old. And he used to say that if he had married when he was 14, he would have been so much greater even than what he achieved in his lifetime. He was born in Kafri. He was a Kohen, although he may have spent some time in Israel. Kafri is near the city of Sura, and he studied under Rav and Avimi, and then later under Rav's student, Rav Huna. He then had a little bit of a conflict with Rav Huna, his erstwhile teacher, that lasted quite a while, although Rav Chista tried to avoid any kind of further antagonism of Rav Huna. And when Rav Huna passed away, many of his students ended up being Rav Chista students. He grew up poor as a child. He later became a very wealthy brewmaster. He would make his money through brewing. And he was extremely generous. He paid for a major renovation of the yeshiva of Sura in the year 294, and it is said that he hosted 60 weddings in his own home. Wow. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.